From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. A suicide bomber has detonated his explosives-laden truck near an army base in southern Afghanistan, killing at least 8 soldiers and wounding at least 12 others. The Taliban swiftly took responsibility for carrying out the bombing on Sunday. Afghan officials said the attack happened in an area where government forces had recently freed from insurgent control. The Palestinian Health Ministry says 2 Palestinians were killed in the southern Gaza Strip Sunday by Israeli tank fire. Israel says the tank fire happened as its troops were detonating an explosive device that had been placed near the border fence. An American who'd been held as a prisoner in Venezuela since the summer of 2016 was released Saturday and met with President Trump in the White House Saturday night.
We have Josh Holt and his wife Tammy. And they came back from a very tough ordeal in a Venezuelan prison, almost 2 years, Josh. And, amazing that you were able to take it. Your daughter, Marion's here, and your parents.
Joshua Holt spoke briefly.
Just so grateful for what you guys have done and for thinking about me and caring about me, just a normal person. So it really touches me, and thank you.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in said Sunday that North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un committed, in their surprise meeting a day earlier, to a complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and to sitting down with President Trump. Moon said he urged Kim to directly engage with the U.S. to try to save the planned June 12th nuclear summit with the United States. This is VOA News. Some American officials crossed into North Korea Sunday for talks on preparations for a summit between President Trump and Kim. That report from the Washington Post was quickly confirmed by the State Department. The former U.S. ambassador to South Korea, Sung Kim, was summoned from his current post in the Philippines to lead the preparations. 2 American Navy warships sailed near South China Sea islands claimed by China on Sunday. China condemned the action. The operation was the latest attempt to counter what the U.S. sees as China's efforts to limit freedom of navigation in strategic waters. As health professionals in the Democratic Republic of Congo treated people showing up in clinics with symptoms of Ebola, 3 patients left the hospital. 2 of them died the next day. Reuters correspondent Aaron Ross has been reporting from Dakar.
This is extremely concerning, especially because the fact that they died so shortly thereafter means that they were extremely contagious to those around them. And so, you know, health workers worked very quickly to identify all the contacts, the people they came into contact with, to vaccinate some of those people and further trace any additional contacts that may have taken place.
English-speaking Cameroonians are burying 30 members of their community who were killed Thursday in the northwest. The residents say the military killed everyone they saw. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzika reports from Pinyin.
Hundreds mourn their dead and seek to identify corpses being removed by villagers from a local inn in Cameroon's northwestern town of Pinyin. Among them is 54-year-old Angelica Mulu, who has just identified the body of her 24-year-old son. She says she does not understand what has befallen them, that their children are being killed like flies. She says she has allowed everything into the hands of God, who alone will judge and punish all evildoers, but that she knows her son did not commit any crime to be killed at his young age. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Pinyin, northwestern Cameroon.
Ethiopia's state-affiliated broadcaster reports a landslide triggered by heavy rains has killed 23 people in the country's Oromia region. And voters in Colombia are choosing a new president on Sunday. It's the first presidential election since the South American nation signed a peace agreement with a rebel group that has now become a political party. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.